Okay, welcome back for lesson two. We are talking about oracle cards. Now, oracle cards are just a great thing to have around because they are universally positive. I mean, especially if you take the time to find a deck that's universally positive, definitely anything published by Hay House, certainly my Magic of Flowers Oracle deck, but many others too that you can tune into. I know Blue Angel is a publisher with a lot of really highly positive Oracle decks like the Isis Oracle. So it's great because I know some people have challenges, and we've talked in the web chats about challenges with discerning between fear and intuition, and worrying about receiving certain messages that aren't what you want to hear. And oracle cards are amazing because they will always tap into the situation and then give you the most positive possible advice from that divine place, which is always loving and always reminding you that you're safe and everything is perfectly unfolding. So they're a great tool to have around when you have any questions, when you're just really wanting to look deeply at any situation from a positive place. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about your assignments. But when I talk about your assignments, we're going to also be talking about how to do them and just generally how oracle cards work, in case you don't already know. So first thing I want you to do before you actually work with your deck is I want you to bless it. So some decks will have instructions for how to bless them. You can follow that. You can create your own blessing ritual as long as it feels powerful for you. You'll find some ideas in your worksheet. You could place them in sunlight. You could smudge each card with incense. I do recommend holding the deck, holding it to your heart, or just holding it in your hands and setting the intention for all of your readings to be divinely guided, purely positive, and really clear. Just that setting that clear intention, aligning your energy with the energy of the deck, is really powerful for all your future readings. And then, you know, you could, if you want, you can keep a white quartz, a cleansed and clear, you might want to keep it cleansed and clear, white quartz point on top of your deck when you're not using it. This is optional, but that can help contain the positive energy and keep your deck clear. Okay, so what I want you to do is after blessing your deck, I want you to do your first reading. And here's how you do a reading, and here's how you can start doing readings with oracle cards, is begin by centering, just like working any kind of magic or any kind of doing any kind of intuitive or spiritual work. You start with centering. So you might just kind of settle in. You could light a candle, you could light incense, it's not necessary, but that can help you to settle in and to tune in and to set the intention to align with the realm of the divine. You can even play some relaxing ambient New Age music. That can really help. Those things can all help, but the point is just to settle in and to set the intention to enter into the divine consciousness. And that can just come from centering, noticing your breath, feeling your weight wherever you're sitting, and just coming into the moment. Then you can call on the divine in a way that feels powerful for you. And that can just be the intention. That can just be setting the intention to tune into the divine. But you can also think or say the words of, I call Archangel Michael, I call on you. Great Goddess, or God, Goddess, all that is, or Divine Presence, I call on you. You know, that can help just to kind of really make it specific to you, and then to set that specific vibration. And then I'd like for you to phrase a question. So very often with oracle cards, it's best to kind of tune into the question that your soul is most wanting to know the answer to at this time. Usually if you take a moment, and this is actually powerful in and of itself, if you don't already know, to just kind of take a moment. And it may be something kind of general, like, Like, thank you for giving me guidance on how my soul can most harmoniously unfold at this time. I mean, that's pretty general, but you're phrasing it in a way that's specific and positive. It could be, thank you for giving me guidance on my relationship with food and exercise. Thank you for giving me guidance on my career path. But I have found that even though that's more of a statement, thank you for giving me guidance on, and it doesn't actually end with a question mark, I have found that that's an effective way to do it because you're kind of working into the question, the affirmation that you know that it will be answered. It's kind of like just an added bit of effectiveness to phrase it in that way. Thank you for giving me guidance on such and such. Okay. And then, and also not a yes or no, is like, should I do this or that, is not as powerful as thank you for giving me guidance on, or thank you for showing me what will best support me in this area, because then you're opening it up to more than yes or no, and generally oracle cards aren't going to be the best with yes or no anyway. Okay, so that's how you phrase your question. Then I want you to hold that question in your mind or in your body, spirit, kind of energy field as you shuffle. And you can shuffle in any way that you like, just moving the cards around. Continue shuffling until it feels right to stop. And there may be a number of ways that it feels right. For me, I can feel it in my hands. It's kind of like a crescendo of energy. It's like, oh, okay, I can really feel these cards are ready to not be shuffled anymore. But you might also, sometimes I feel like a release in my solar plexus, just like an expansive opening, like a yes feeling. But it's good to, at least when you're starting, to not be overly concerned with getting some sort of message like that. Like, that might start to become apparent. But if you can begin with knowing deeply on a deep level that whenever you stop is perfect, that will be true for you. It's like the more that you know that's true, the truer it is. So, and then over time, you can start to go, oh, I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my, you might feel it immediately, but just to know, there's no possible way for me to stop shuffling at the wrong time. There's just not a way. That's the most effective mindset. So you shuffle until it's time to stop, and then you stop. Then, at least for this exercise, and you might find ways that work better for you in the future, but to begin, take the top three cards and place them left to right, 1, 2, 3, in front of you, face up. Now, what this spread is, it's a really simple spread of three cards, past, present, and future. You can also think of it as sort of like the basis of the challenge, the present moment challenge, and sort of the culmination or the lesson or the direction it's going. It's like that kind of goes along with past, present, future. It's either of those or both. So I find that it's good. This is something I learned from my friend Melissa at yogiwitch.com. She taught me that I think I already did it before, but she taught me this with tarot, and it works great with Oracle too, is to just, before you read the guidebook or try to like intellectualize, just to look at the pictures and be present. Because that's the language. I mean, when we're divining, we're working with our symbolic consciousness and the part of us that transcends human language. So to just take a moment with the pictures and see what the pictures speak, what things they speak to you, what stand out to you, and different things might stand out at different times, even with the same card, depending on the question. So just take a moment, just letting, and not feeling like you have to interpret immediately, like, oh, this means this, oh, this stood out to me, so what is that supposed to mean? Just being present, like, oh, that stood out to me. Because what you're doing is you're metabolizing these answers in a deeper way than just with your intellectual mind. You're just like, you're bringing them into your field. You're letting them shift your field and shift your pattern. So taking a moment with the symbols and the colors and the pictures. And then you can even, at some point, then you can shift into, okay, I can see how this has everything to do with this situation or how it might. And then when that feels complete, like you've kind of worked as much as you can on that symbolic level, then you can look at the guidebook and read the guidance and see what stands out to you. And often when I read the guidance, something just, like it just really a sentence or a phrase will just pop out and it will be very clear. Okay, yeah, that's the message, or that's a big part of the message in this reading. Okay, so that's your second assignment. And then your third assignment is a 5-card reading. So same process of phrasing the question, tuning in, phrasing the question, asking the question, shuffling. And then what I want you to do is divide the deck into 5 equal parts. And you can just do this part quickly. I find that doing this part quickly without kind of overthinking it at all is the best way to do it. So divide it into 5 equal parts, or not equal, just parts. And then removing one card. You can remove one card from each, but you don't need to. You can just kind of let your mind jump around, like one here, one here, one here, one here. And the first one you pick is to the left, and then we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, left to right, face up. Okay, so same thing, only this time, the cards are, 1 is your current situation, 2 your expectations, 3 hidden influences, 4 advice, and 5 outcome. So knowing that this is what this spread represents, each card in this spread, do the same process. Take your time with the symbols and the colors and the pictures and just see what stands out to you. And then when that feels complete, then, and you like see how that might apply to your current situation, move on to looking at the descriptions in the booklet. And then again, like, how does this, and it might help you to jot down things in your journal that come to you based on the question that you're asking and the answers you're receiving. I found that that helped a lot when I was first getting started with divination, just to kind of like have a concrete record of what I'm receiving. Okay, so those are your oracle card assignments. Go have fun with them. Definitely throughout this whole workshop, let me know on the Facebook page or the forum any interesting experiences you have or any questions you have. Okay, so go do your homework, come back, and we will be talking about tarot cards in lesson 3.